You know, they were the science, Lee, as we know.
Oh, yeah.
On COVID. And you could not question them, not at all.
Yeah, they told us that.
They told us that. So, I mean, it's very strange that they would need to hide their conversations to avoid FOIA laws, which, by the way, is illegal. It's a crime. And we just saw one of Fauci's underlings convicted in a plea deal of that 2 days ago. It's a felony. You can't ignore FOIA law. It applies to you. And these people act like they're God. And here's the crazy thing. And I think they were so convinced after Joe Biden won that they would never face any real consequences again for anything they did, that they spelled out their crimes in the first sentence. Here's Dr. Michael Osterholm, who led Joe Biden. He was a COVID advisor to Joe Biden. He was on TV a lot. He also led the transition team on COVID. And he wrote, "Dear Jeff, Vivek, Tony, as in Tony Fauci, and Rochelle Walensky, head of the CDC," okay? So these are all the heads. This is Vivek is Biden's, you know, Surgeon General, okay? Right out the gate on COVID. "I'm sending this via text message to avoid any FOIA issues." In other words, Freedom of Information Act. You are required, if you are doing by the government business, to preserve your communications. Why? You're working for us. "I'm sending this text message to avoid any FOIA issues." On Friday, a Newsmax reporter asked Jen Psaki, Circleback, the spokesperson for Joe Biden, about masks and, you know, whether they work. They then proceed to go on about how they don't really work. Wow. They don't really work? No. And then what did they do, Lee? Well, the same as they did on everything else. They went out and told everybody they worked.
Well, of course.
Yeah. And if you don't want to wear a mask, you're a killer, yeah. a bad
You
person.
Want grandma to die.
You want grandma to die. Hey, though, while we're talking about how masks really don't work, let's keep this on the down low and violate FOIA law, shall we? Let's just exchange all this right here so no one can find. What's remarkable about it is these aren't just some people Osterholm was talking to. Again, they are the crew of four that led the Biden administration's COVID response. The head of the CDC, Rochelle Walensky. Head of the NIAID, Tony Fauci. Vivek Murthy, the Surgeon General. And they're all together just casually plotting to violate FOIA law. You do that willfully, that is a felony.
You could call them the factless four.
And there's not even any batting of the eyes about, like, you know, well, maybe we shouldn't break the law in what right now is clearly a conspiracy. No. No worry of any kind. But then I guess when you're going back and forth about how the COVID shot causes miscarriages in the first trimester, you're literally talking about killing people's babies with your recommendations. You don't care. Violating FOIA laws, really, honestly, even if it's a felony, a very small moral failing on your part, it probably wouldn't be noteworthy. These people, Lee, are so much, I mean, it's so much worse than I even imagined at the time. Just the casualness with which they break the law in writing, okay? So they're not even hiding it.
Which means they expected to get away with it, that there would not be any retribution.
Yeah. So after the, hey, let's send this via text messages to avoid FOIA issues, they then start going back and forth about how the masks don't work. I'm sorry. I just had it. And there's a line in here. I wanted to read it because it's particularly outrageous. Give it. And remember how bad this got. Okay. Do you remember when I put just a picture up on Facebook of the mask box
from
downstairs
the box. Yep.
In our waiting room here at Odyssey?
Mm-hmm.
And on the back, it said, you know, this cannot stop transmission of, and it went on, you know, everything which included flus and viruses, right?
Viruses, bacteria, yeah.
Right there on the box.
Yep.
Their manufacturers warned, took a picture, put it on Facebook. Facebook rated it as false information initially. When I didn't take it down, they removed the post. Why? These people?
Mm-hmm.
These people had a censor. We didn't know them, but they did. That's how powerful they were. All while going around saying, hey, let's just message each other so we can avoid FOIA law and have everybody else who disagrees with us censored while we lie. Here it is. Note the very limited, wouldn't we have loved to have this at the time? Because I got censored for this. Note the, on Facebook, note the very limited protection from face cloth coverings versus no respiratory protection at all, he writes. Very limited protection versus just not wearing a mask at all.
Yeah.
I am all for masking, he writes, but we must be promoting the use of N95s, even if it is not fit tested. And then he references the early studies that the CDC uses. And he says it does not offer, talking about the face mask, not the N95, the face mask, significant protection of face cloth coverings. And that, get this, they don't stand up to scientific scrutiny. Exactly what everybody said who got censored.
I just keep remembering the images when I'd be walking around. You'd see people with these things on and they'd have them down below their nose. And I'm thinking, like, then why are you doing this? Why? If you're not even using it right, why even bother?
Yeah, in a lot of cases, it was just, well, you had to have it for work or you had to have it. So you're like going through the motion, right? I was one of those people who would do that on the rare occasions I was made to wear one, which was a must. And the reason I would do it was because for some reason, when I would put that mask on, if I wore it for more than 15 minutes, my throat started hurting.
Oh, yeah.
And I could feel myself getting sick. And that sore throat would linger. And the more times I wore the mask, the worse that weird sore throat got, to where it was kind of a low-lying sore throat in the back. I don't know what it was doing. It was trapping bacteria. It was doing something, but I could tell it was hurting me. And so I would try as much as possible not to put it over my nose and mouth.
And why people are still doing it today. And, of course, the ones that are the unhinged left that are still walking around with those things. Hey, knock yourself out. That's a nice accessory you got going there.
Yep.
Can I interest you in a knockoff Gucci purse?
So, and what's in, and what's incredible about this is just so early on, again, this is before they went on, you know, on television telling everyone to wear the mask. And then they're even flirting with double things. Hey, double mask up. No, wait, don't. You know, I mean, this is why. And you know what I wonder? I wonder if Democrats didn't know this or hear about it, because this is why during this period we saw so many Democrats like Gavin Newsom. I mean, they're sitting elbow to elbow. They're having dinners. They're not wearing masks. They must have known this. But we all had to do it. You know why I think they wanted us to wear the stupid mask, knowing it wouldn't work? I think it was because they needed to create the fear of the pandemic. And fear, it had to be something you could see, right? Because the virus was invisible. So you had to have something that made it look scary and, you know, omnipresent.
Yeah, exactly.
You had to have a psychological tool. I think that's how they used the mask.
A psyop.
A psyop, yeah. Because otherwise it wouldn't look scary. You could walk around and forget about COVID. But if everybody has a mask on, you can't. You're never allowed to forget about COVID.
Of course, back then the populace had to wear a mask, but right now eyes can't. So,
Right. And this kind of goes along with the other science that you have to wear a mask if you're going into a mom and pop shop that we haven't shut down yet. But also, you do not have to wear a mask also if you're, say, setting fire to a building as part of a Black Lives Matter protest.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, because the smoke, it kills COVID. Burning embers. What was once somebody's business, but we were mad. Remember that with Fauci? No, they can totally, they don't have to social distance. They can totally go out and burn down cities. As long as they're not members of the Tea Party, it'll be fine. It won't spread. But if they're members of the Tea Party, that is a problem. Also, if you're shopping at a store, it's a problem. And then the virus might spread also. I'm seeing his town hall, Anderson, tomorrow night. Doors open at 6 at the Anderson Civic Center. I'll put it up on my social media. And we'll get started promptly at 6:30. But that's because I think it is so important. We almost never have an opportunity like this, a once-in-a-generation opportunity to put somebody like him in office. It's so rare that we have to grab it. And if you go on my Twitter feed, one of the things you'll see, do you remember the white coat press conference? It was so controversial at the time. July 28th, 2020. Post and Courier, South Carolina publication, mocking Ralph Norman for standing there with those doctors. You know how much bravery that took to do in July of 2020? Here's the headline. South Carolina congressman appeared in a now banned video of doctors claiming to have a COVID-19 cure. They did have one. Or a pretty good one, one perfect. They had hydroxychloroquine to stop the spread, take it with zinc, and they had ivermectin. Dramatically improves, you know, how you do with the disease. And he stood there with them. Stood there with them July 20th, 2020. It was put on by America's frontline doctors and organized by Tea Party patriots, including Dr. Simone Gold. Listen to what it says. They were saying it's a now discredited video. This was, you know, of course, in 2020, featuring physicians speaking against masks. Oh, wait, you mean like in the last segment where we learned even Anthony Fauci and Vivek Murthy, Joe Biden's Surgeon General and the head of the CDC were going back and forth about how masks don't work? You mean like that? And then went out and lied about them? Oh, they work great. Yeah, put one on. Also talking about how social distancing didn't work. Weirdly, something Fauci agreed on with them in his own diary, which he kept secret while lying to the public. Talking about how lockdowns didn't work. There was no reason to destroy the economy. While Anthony Fauci, in his own diary, has acknowledged as much, but then kept running tabs of how much economic damage he'd done, including the largest ever, he was so proud, the largest ever U.S. stock market drop, 3,000 points after just one Fauci press conference. It was a record. He was so proud. Which was wild because in previous entries to his diary, he admitted that everything he said at the press conference was a lie. He didn't care. He was keeping a record of how much damage he was doing to the Trump economy. Boy, did he do damage. 200,000 businesses shut down. But if you remember what it was like in July of 2020, to stand with those white coats, those frontline doctors, in a video so dangerous that the Post and Courier notes it was banned off social media, including YouTube, on the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court. And right there is Ralph Norman standing with them. There's almost nobody else there besides the doctors. He was standing with them. That took balls. Excuse my language, but it did. And that's when I went, who is this guy? I knew he was a good guy. I'd supported him when he ran for the first time for Congress. But I really started following Ralph Norman and paying attention to his record, paying attention to what he was doing and calling him up going, holy cow, come on the show and take credit. What you're doing is amazing. Standing up to Kevin McCarthy, saying, no, we're not going to pass Nancy Pelosi's budget over and over and over again when we work so hard for Republicans to win back control. Standing in the gap again and again and again. That takes guts. Especially when, at that point, they still had the public terrified. Now, we now know from the last segment, which just broke yesterday, that the same heads of these agencies, Fauci, Murthy, and all them, again, they're going back and forth on how masks don't work. And they're even saying, hey, let's text each other to avoid Freedom of Information Act law. Right, because they would have been embarrassed by it. In violation of the law, they were breaking it. They were breaking the law. And Ralph Norman was standing with those doctors courageously. So I'm going to stand with him tomorrow at his town hall. The least I can do. We don't ever get a chance like this, folks. We don't. We don't. And you know how serious this is for the left and Darlene Graham, but then I repeat myself in the Graham machine. When you got Democrats pumping $2 million in here, lying ads, including the text I got, from a Democrat PAC with a big Democrat Kamala Harris donor trying to stop Ralph Norman, you know something's up. You know why? They know what he's like, too. Not a lot of good people in the Senate. There really aren't. Why? Because Senate races are so expensive. that to have a hope, a prayer of winning, you have to sell out to a lot of people. I mean, Senate race is a normal one, not one like this. It's short. It's a runoff. But a normal one, it'll cost you tens of millions of dollars. You know how many people you have to sell out to before you're ever elected just to get that money? That's why the Senate's so crooked. To be able to send a guy who would stand up there with those white coats, you remember what that was like. It so terrified the people we now know were lying to you to destroy 200,000 businesses permanently, by the way. 200,000 businesses destroyed, 1 million jobs permanently gone. All of it to annihilate Trump's economy. And almost nobody stood up to them. Almost nobody. Now, once you get into 2021 and stuff, yeah, people started pushing back a little bit. Everybody knew it was a lie. But to stand up to them and to stand up with those white coats, the frontline doctors on the cutting edge, you know how they were mocked on television? Do you remember it? Oh, they made fun of everything about them. They were stupid. They were conspiracy theorists. They said masks don't work. They said social distancing didn't work, which, by the way, Anthony Fauci was writing in his diary at the time, but we didn't know that. And Ralph Norman stood with him. He went out there and stood with him. He didn't have to do that. But he did. He did the right thing when it was hard. And you almost never find a politician to do that. Look, I'm not saying Ralph Norman's perfect. I'm sure there'll be some bill we're going to disagree on. And I'll tell you, I'll take anybody to the woodshed. You know I will. My only loyalty is to you. But this, folks, this is a great opportunity. And that's why the Democrats have poured $2 million into this race on behalf of Darlene Graham. And folks, Darlene Graham 2 days ago said she didn't know anything about it.
I'm not sure what Democratic PAC he's talking about. I haven't even seen the ad, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, she does now. I mean, you know, if it was me and I didn't know, I'd be awfully super curious. Are the Democrats really supporting me? I mean, if she didn't know, wouldn't you Google it? Wow, $2 million. Is that true? That can't be true. I just want to find out what he's talking about. I would have been horrified and asked them to disavow. No, I don't want any more money spent. Stop sending texts. She hasn't done that, has she? Has she? That's what's so amazing. She hasn't done it. She hasn't told him to stop. If she didn't know during the debate, she does now. He told her to her face. You've seen her call him off? I mean, they put out press releases. They're not hiding it that they're trying to take out Norman and help her. You've seen her call him off? Ask for cease and desist. Say, hey, you know what? I don't want to owe Democrats money. I don't want to owe Democrats favors. Because believe me, folks, you know how life is. Nobody, whenever somebody wants to give you something for free, do you not by your nature shy away from it? Because you're thinking, oh, wait a minute. You give me something for free. What do I got to do for that? You don't even click on the offer, do you, when it pops up? Hey, get this for free. Get a free TV. You're like, oh, well, that's not real. What do I have to do for that? What do you have to do for $2 million spent for you by the Democrats? Because let me tell you what, honey, it ain't free. So I'm challenging Darlene Graham, doing it every segment. I mean, in every hour today. You've had 2 days to look it up. You know it's true now. You know it's as true as I do. You've seen the press release. Disavow the Democrats. Tell them to stop running ads on your part. Tell them to stop sending me texts like the one I got yesterday from the Invest in Tomorrow PAC. A PAC even Google AI admits is a Democrat PAC. Tell them to stop sending out messages that are lies about Ralph Norman. Tell them you're a Republican and you don't want Democrats in this race. Do it, Darlene. I challenge you. Do it. Call them off publicly. She won't. Because she wants the money. And everything that goes with it, including the bill, which comes due in January when they expect her to vote with them on key issues. You know, we still don't know, folks. All these texts, all these diary entries that are coming out. Hey, yeah, we're not testing the COVID shot in pregnant women much, at least not in the first trimester, on account of it causes miscarriages. That's why there's so few pregnant women in the trials. Just casually talking about it. All, you know, while going out on TV and telling pregnant women to take it, knowing it will kill their unborn babies potentially. Now, there's this one that just came out with Anthony Fauci and Dr. Osterholm and the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, and all of them. And they're saying, hey, yeah, let's text each other to avoid FOIA. Freedom of Information Act. We don't want people to know that we're just, you know, here we are talking about face masks, how they don't work. And then going on TV and mocking people, including medical professionals who said, nah, they don't work. We don't need lockdowns. They don't work either. It'll just destroy the economy for no reason. Okay, we have all that now. It's shocking. I mean, it's shocking. It's shocking to see the level on which, think about this, when you are conspiring to avoid FOIA, FOIA is the law. It is a felony to conspire to avoid FOIA if you do it deliberately. They're just casually committing crime. They don't care. All right, we've seen that now. This is legitimately a conspiracy, right? You can see in the writing. But what's the piece that's missing? Think about this for a minute. This is what's interesting. Where'd this come from? Somebody organized this. Somebody decided we're going to destroy Trump's economy. We're going to take it apart brick by brick because it's this most formidable weapon. We're going to use this COVID thing. We're going to lie and lie and lie until we can get mass mail-in ballots. And then the Chinese will just hack the Board of Elections, get the internal information, 220 million voter files. And Iran will hack some other boards of elections. Then we'll just go ahead and ship the licenses back in. And all the, 19,000 fake licenses. And that was just one tranche. They don't do anything. They don't do any good unless you have somebody who could vote. Well, you can't send 19,000 fake voters in. I mean, it's not going to work, not in person to vote. So they needed mass mail-in balloting. Who coordinated that? We don't have that yet. That's the alpha and the omega. We just had Anthony Fauci's underling 2 days ago pled guilty to violating FOIA. He's facing 5 years in prison. It's like 78. I don't care. Rotten hell. Rotten at prison for what you did. 200,000 businesses done. Million jobs destroyed. You can rot. But they destroyed a lot. They destroyed a lot of communications. What was in those? I bet it was the organizing factor. The person. They were all on the same plan. We're going to break FOIA law. We're going to lie to the pregnant women to get them to kill their children, potentially, with this shot. We're going to lie about the origins, even though Fauci's writing, he knows exactly where it came from. Yeah, because he created it. We're going to lie and lie and lie and lie. They're all on the same page. Who got them there? Somebody was organizing this. They were already working as a team. The Surgeon General, the head of the CDC, Fauci, the head of the NIAID. Osterholm, Biden's chief COVID advisor who led the transition. Okay, who put the plan together? They were just executing it. They should go to prison for it. But they were just saying it was a conspiracy. But who put it together? Who said, okay, this is what we're doing to win the election. This is what we're doing to facilitate mass mail-in ballot election fraud. Because, folks, it wasn't just the healthcare professionals. I will never forget, and this should have been a much bigger story. I did so many Battleground America podcasts on it. Never forget. Remember the organization? There's a federal agency. It was actually launched under Trump in the last term called CISA. C-I-S-A, CISA. The cybersecurity agency, the federal government. They put in an order for the creation of an algorithm funded by you that was then unleashed across social media to detect the words absentee ballot fraud. The algorithm was created in the summer of 2020. And remember, it was unleashed across social media. Why? For censorship. They had to have a way, the federal government had to have a way to detect the words absentee ballot fraud. Now, at the time, nobody paid much attention to it. It was the summer of 2020. But later, it was significant. How did CISA know they would need, I mean, those aren't health bureaucrats. How did CISA know they would need an algorithm to detect absentee ballot fraud that you paid for with your hard-earned money, your tax money? They're not health professionals. Somebody coordinated that. Somebody put it all together. Somebody said, oh my gosh, we've got to get the FBI embedded inside Facebook. We got to get them embedded inside Twitter. We've got to build the back door to Twitter so they can go in there And at the request of 21 entities, including Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Anthony Fauci, the CDC, we can go ahead and start censoring accounts, wipe them off the internet. We'll have the FBI actually do the cancellation. Somebody organized that too. Those people aren't health professionals. And the pressure was intense. And to see those pictures today of Ralph Norman in July, our, you know, Representative Ralph Norman now running for Senate, in July of 2020, standing with those white coats who were, and folks understand this, what the pressure then was like. To conform, it was insane. You remember when the Greenville County Council passed that thing saying, hey, yeah, if you're going to be shopping in public, you got to have a face mask. And you'd go to Walmart 100% compliance. I will never forget, as long as I live, shopping in Walmart one time. And there were only two people in the entire store who didn't have masks on, me and this other woman. She was shopping. She had a toddler. Toddler didn't have a mask either. And the, you know, a manager, a, I don't know if they were a manager, but like a an employee, somebody, I don't know if the assistant manager followed me the whole time I was shopping once they picked up on me. Like I was some kind of weird shoplifter or criminal or something because I didn't have a mask. And I met her eyes when I was shopping. I looked her in the eye. Like we just caught eyes. We were the only two. And that was one of the loneliest, weirdest feelings of my entire life. And I thought, I know what stuff I'm made of. And I was deeply intimidated and felt like I had a spotlight on me. It was hard to do that shop, but I, damn it, I wasn't giving in. And I wonder what motivated her. Just a young mom shopping. It took a lot to stand up to that then, and Ralph Norman did. And we don't get to send a person like this to the Senate once much. So what I need you to do, we got to counter the coast, okay? It's not their fault. They don't get real information. You need to think, set a goal, five people. Who am I taking to the polls with me in the upstate? And it doesn't even have to be people in the upstate. It could be somebody you know, maybe your parents live out at the coast, maybe your daughter does, your son lives in Columbia. Tell them, you've got to vote for Ralph Norman. We could have the most resounding victory in the state. It could change everything. Not just in the Senate. Because let me tell you what, we defeat this machine, it's going to change the way the whole legislature operates. Fear will be instilled. Demographics have changed. Voters have changed. We got X now. We know what you're doing. Maybe no more naming highways after Barack Obama while pretending to be Republicans. Maybe no more awarding congressional seats to Jim Clyburn when you know they'd go to Republicans. Maybe you start acting like Republicans because of fear. You're going to see everything in this state change. But first, we have to go to the polls and make it happen. So go to the polls. Vote Ralph Norman. Today is early voting. So you can vote today. And you vote tomorrow, too. It's also early voting on Friday. And then the main elections on Tuesday. But don't wait. Go early vote. Let's jump on over to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. Texter writes, here, I just early voted for Ralph Norman. Good for you. Another texter writes, wait, where was the Anderson Town Hall? Okay, I'm going to be emceeing it. It is tomorrow at the Anderson Civic Center. Doors open at 6, and the town hall starts at 6:30. It is a town hall for Ralph Norman, but I'm going to be emceeing it. So I always love going out and meeting WRD listeners. They're the salt of the earth. And I go to those events kind of a little bit stressed out because I've got my notes. Am I going to mess up? You know, is my hair in place? And, you know, I just usually have my dander up a little bit because I'm not used to seeing you guys face to face in large crowds. I don't want to make a mistake, right? And then when I leave, I am just in such a great mood when I meet you guys because you're salt of the earth, all of you. And it's just every one of you I meet, it just rubs off a little bit more. And I love meeting you guys. I really do. I leave in a great mood. This is just, I love my word listening family. So hope to see you guys. Anderson Civic Center, Friday night, town hall for Ralph Norman. It'll wrap the final day of early voting. So you've got today to vote early and you've also got tomorrow, Friday, to vote early. And I'll be there starting at 6 when the doors open and then the event starts at 6:30 and it goes to 8. So that'll be really cool. On the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, texter writes, Tara, I got scolded at Walmart for walking down the aisle the wrong way. Yeah, remember that? You had to go with the arrows because, of course, that would stop the COVID. What a joke. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I just received a vote for Darlene text from the Invest in America PAC. Lies, lies, and more lies. Love the show. Texter writes, Tara, CNN is reporting the U.S. is now $40 trillion in debt. All of a sudden, they care about it. Yeah. Well, folks, again, we say this all the time, but what would it stop? What would it stop to have our kids not owe that? The big, beautiful bill was the largest spending package in American history, and that's because Trump had to put a little something for, like, almost every member of Congress in it to get it to pass. It was bribery. Ralph Norman said, I can't do this. He said, okay, we're going to at least get rid of the solar subsidies, the wind subsidies, the Green New Deal subsidies, the AOC subsidies, and we're done, or I'm not voting for it. He said that to Republican leadership. And it made him mad because it, you know, it threw a wrench in the works for about a week. But he held strong, and they said, okay, we're going to have to pull it out then. We'll never get this thing through. They pulled it out, saved you and me billions of dollars. And Ralph Norman said, okay, I'm going to vote for it. Just like he stood up to Kevin McCarthy when he voted to end his speakership courageously, because McCarthy threw out a Republican budget deal and decided to pass the Democrats' budget written by Nancy Pelosi instead. And he said, no, I'm not voting you for speaker. I'm not doing it. So you're watching him stand up to the right people. He has the right enemies, and that's why the Democrats are not spending $2 million to elect him like they are to Darlene Graham. You know what to do. You got to go vote and take five of your friends. Who do you know? Not just here, even. Out at the coast, any other of the counties in the state. Take them with you. Message them. Call them. Get them out to vote for Ralph Norman. Have a great rest of the day.